Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 FM. WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 6:30 and 25 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here and you there. Michael Fliegelman, Brian Rascona. Those two gentlemen on the other side of the glass. And 1-877-337-6666 for a three-hour Thursday schmooze right up until the Yankee pregame show at 9:30 right here on your fan, New York City.
I've done my time. You know, I've done it as well and as respectfully as I think anybody can.
First down and more. There's Simpson. Look at that cut. O.J. Simpson.
Nobody has more of what it takes to get you into a new LTD or other fine car faster.
It's a superstar.
Norbert!
How you, buddy? Hey! Doc says I should be on my bean and as good as new in a week.
O.J. Simpson is with us. You know, NBC Sports hates us now. They're mad at us.
Yeah, I don't want to be a part of that.
Do what you can to clean that up for us. You ever had any trouble speeding tickets, that kind of thing, O.J.?
The body of 34-year-old Nicole Brown Simpson, ex-wife of O.J. Simpson, was found after midnight on the sidewalk outside her West Los Angeles home. Next to it, the body of an unidentified 26-year-old man. Both had apparently been stabbed.
The vehicle is registered to Al Cowling, a former teammate, close friend of O.J. Simpson's, who has been a fugitive from justice now almost 12 hours. The car is not exceeding the speed limit, and the police are not forcing it and are not pulling it over. You see them all trailing it. That's the California Highway Patrol are trailing it.
It makes no sense. It doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
In the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, case number BA097211. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section.
District Court, Clark County, Nevada. The state of Nevada plaintiff versus Orenthal James Simpson, defendant. Verdict. We, the jury, in the above entitled case, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, as follows. Count 1, conspiracy to commit a crime. Guilty. Count 2, conspiracy to commit kidnapping. Guilty.
If I pass my vote to grant and it concludes the hearing, our expectation would be that you not violate even the simplest condition of parole. Having said that, I am prepared to cast a vote. I am prepared to ask the commissioners to set conditions. So based on all of that, Mr. Simpson, I do vote to grant parole when eligible. And that will conclude this hearing.
Thank you.
So how about O.J. Simpson and Governor Christie taking over for the franchise in the afternoon on WFAN radio? Do you think they would get any calls? Well, listen here. Free at last. Or really, how free is he going to be? Will he be able to walk the streets without stares and whispers and whispers getting louder and louder the more he goes about his business? And how will he be free? Free to be who he wants to be from the age of 70 and beyond. And free he is to go about his business. And what business does a pathological liar, a psychopath, and or a sociopath, what kind of business is there for this free man who will never be free from who he is and what we all know he's done? Nobody wants his kind of freedom, that's for sure. Today, the parole board in Nevada had no choice. They had to follow the law and did so. And they had to do justice and they did so. Since he did the crime, he served his time, and the 9 years, as we all know, had nothing to do with 94 and the white Bronco and the black jury who found O.J. innocent and Mark Furman and the LAPD guilty. 9 years ago, he was as high as he was arguably the night he killed Nicole and Ron Goldman. 9 years ago, with his posse, armed and dangerous he was, wanting what was his or what he thought was his and his time. And this particular time, he didn't have the lawyers or the jury or a judge looking for more face time. So 9 years in the can, and probably would have spent much less than that had it not been for what we all knew and what we all saw back in 1994. So 9 years being the good guy, 9 years being the good prisoner, the big brother, the advisor, keeping himself out of trouble, keeping others away from trouble, the good guy he was in prison, the good guy he could always be. That broad smile, the good looks, the personality, a word he had for everybody. The Buffalo Bill who ran through defenses and ran through airports, running right into the movies with the Naked Gun and Leslie Nielsen. How charming, how warm, how wonderful, how funny. And he held his own as an actor, that's for sure. An actor who was now in another role, the prisoner. And he was going to play the part for today and for October 1 when he becomes a free man. But seriously, how free is he going to be? Free at last, he was saying. Free at last, with a big, broad smile. But really, how free? So now what? Yeah, how does mainstream society take to O.J. Simpson, free at larger than life? Do we look at him as a free man, as free as can be? How do we react to O.J. free at last? What will be the ruling from the court of public opinion, the social media, gossip TV, sports and news, radio talk shows? What is going to be said, and how is he going to be perceived? Open arms? Doors wide shut? Murderer? Frame-up victim? Rehabilitated soul? Con man? All of the above? 1994 is yesterday, and so is the crime, getting away with murder. 2017, 9 years later, did his crime, served his time, and come October 1, a free man. But maybe that should be free with an asterisk, because he'll never be free from what he's done, who and what he is. He now goes from incarceration to castration. The only thing missing come October 1 will be those iron bars. Iron bars that will no longer keep O.J. protected from the prison he's now going to be walking into come October 1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.